Recording 1.
Hi, everybody. On Tuesday, America went to the polls, and the message you sent was clear. You voted for action, not politics as usual. You elected us to focus on your jobs, not ours. That's why I've invited leaders of both parties to the White House next week, so we can start to build consensus around challenges we can only solve together. I also intend to bring in business, labor, and civic leaders from around the country, from outside Washington, to get their ideas and input as well. At a time when our economy is still recovering from the Great Recession, our top priority has to be jobs and growth. That's the focus of the plan I talked about throughout the campaign. It's a plan to reward businesses that create jobs here in America and give people access to the education and training that those businesses are looking for. It's a plan to rebuild our infrastructure and keep us on the cutting edge of innovation and clean energy. And it's a plan to reduce our deficit in a balanced and responsible way. This is even more important because at the end of this year, we face a series of deadlines that require us to make major decisions about how to pay down our deficit. Decisions that will have a huge impact on the economy and the middle class, not only now, but in the future. Last year, I worked with Democrats and Republicans to cut $1 trillion worth of spending, and I intend to work with both parties to do more. But as I said over and over again on the campaign trail, we can't just cut our way to prosperity. If we're serious about reducing the deficit, we have to combine spending cuts with revenue. And that means asking the wealthiest Americans to pay a little more in taxes. That's how we did it when Bill Clinton was president. And that's the only way we can afford to invest in education and job training and manufacturing, all the ingredients of a strong middle class and a strong economy. Already, I've put forward a detailed plan that allows us to make these investments while reducing our deficit by $4 trillion over the next decade.
Questions 16 to 19 are based on the recording you have just heard.
Question 16. Why are leaders of both parties invited to the White House next week? Question 17. What is the focus of the mentioned plan? Question 18. What are the major decisions about? Question 19. What does combining spending cuts with revenue mean?